from your redeemed. Give him praise today. He has safely brought us again into his presence this new week. This is Tuesday fire prayer. I want you to thank the Lord. If not for the Lord that has been on your side, if he has not been your rock, if he has not been your shield, if he has not been your buckler, your enemies would have swallowed you alive. They would have finished you. But let's give the Lord praise that he did not allow calamity to befall us. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. You are indeed a good God. You are indeed a faithful God. You are good to us. We are all here to say thank you. We are all here to say we love you, Jesus, from the depth of our hearts. We return back praise to you for the wonderful things you have done, for the awesome things you have done. You have done for us what no man can do. Jesus, we bless you. You have turned things in our favor. You have opened the gates of brass. You have cut the bars of iron asunder. What a mighty God we serve. Somebody open your mouth and thank him for his mercy. He has indeed been your rock. He has been your shield. He has been your way maker. You are here again another week. Bless him that there is no tears in your home. No cry of tears of sadness. Give him praise that he has been there opening your doors and shutting negative doors that are against your life. Bless him now from the depth of your within. Let nothing hold back your praise. Let nothing stop you from praising God. Let nothing stop you from giving God quality praise. Open your mouth, because it is the living that bless the Lord. It is the living that will praise the Lord. You are alive. Yes, you have breath in your nostrils. You have life. Yes, you have hope for a future. So you must bless the Lord. Bless him from all the within, all that is within you. Bless him. Count your blessings today. Father, I thank you, Lord. Nothing will take my praise. Nothing will hinder my praise. Nothing will stop my worship. I give you praise for my family. I give you praise on behalf of my husband. I give you praise on behalf of my children. I give you praise for my job. I give you praise that I still have food to eat and clothes on my back. I give you praise, oh God, that I have a house to call my own. I give you praise that I can sleep and I wake up. I'm not in a hospital. Oh Lord, I give you praise that you are working something out for me. Yes, Lord. Every day I'm alive, every day I'm awake, is that I'm walking closer to my blessing. My God is for me. He is working good things out for me. I see the hand of God round my life. I see it round and about me. Lord, you have shielded me. Just as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so have you surrounded me. You have given me shelter. You have been my defend. Oh my God, you defended me, Lord. You have defended me, Jesus. Shakata Bahai, you are my defense, Lord. I bless you. I thank you. You are my defense. Lekata Bahai, you have not allowed my head to be bowed in shame. Somebody bless him. This is your hour and your moment and your time to talk to God. Open your mouth and be intentional. Open your mouth and be deliberate. Thank him for something. Find a reason to praise the Lord. In my midnight hour, Lord, you have caused me to have the breaking of a new day. It is my moment of joy and laughter. In my midnight hour, you wipe my tears away. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to me. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I give you praise. Zabranketele brankete jila baba ba raba ba 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 rekete kete zika tabaha. I give you all the glory. I give you all honor. I give you all adoration. Rambe kata soba reskete bahai. You have fought my battles. You have brought my enemies to a standstill. I thank you for my now. I thank you for my tomorrow. I thank you for my my future. I see you in it all. Hey, kalande kabaras katabahai. The pain of yesterday, yes, Lord, I am out of it. The sorrow of yesterday, I am out of it. The disappointment of yesterday, I am out of it. The failure of yesterday, I am out of it. The sadness, oh God, of yesterday, I am out of it. Whatever, Lord, yesterday brought, it is not my now, neither is it my tomorrow. My now is better. My future is greater. In the name of Jesus, I am not hopeless. In the name of Jesus, I am not depressed. Oh my God. In the name of Jesus, no more sadness, no more bad news, no more shame, no more emptiness, no more empty pocket. I know what to do and I know what I must do. I have a God who is by my side. I have a God who is working it out for me. I have a God who has a plan and a purpose for my life, and that plan is to prosper me and not to harm me. Why won't you bless your God? The God that has not abandoned you, he has not forsaken you, he's not left you to hang high and dry. He has come for your rescue. Bless the Lord for your now. Bless the Lord for your future. That I'm walking daily with God by my side. He has lifted me. He has given me a secure proportion land. Hey, I give you praise, oh God. No more sickness in my body. I have a God who heals completely. No more trials for me. I have a God who restores. Hey, kalande ketele brankatai. Bless him from your heart. Bless him from your heart. Bless his name. Oh, he is my God. He is my master. He is my God. He is my rock. He is my God. He is my shepherd. He is my God. He is my Eleanor. He is my God. He is Jehovah Shammah. I give you praise, oh God. You have me, Lord, in the palms of your hand. You remember, Lord Jesus, you call me by name. I thank you, Lord. I am not an abandoned project. I thank you, Lord, that you have prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that my path is shining brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. I thank you, Lord, that you will remove all obstacles from my way. I thank you that I serve a God who loves me. He is my God. Men can plan. Men can say what they want. Men can scheme. Men can hide to cause me pain. But I have a God that sees it all. I have a God that will deliver me completely. I have a God that already has a plan of escape for me. I thank you, Jesus, that the point of my life I am in, Lord, this is not the end. I have not come to the end of my life. When I meet a brick wall, when I meet a wall, there is still a way out. When I'm before the Red Sea, you will still divide it. Somebody open your mouth and bless God that you have a God that is living. You have a God that is alive. You have a God that is almighty. You have a God that is all powerful. He says, I have not called the seed of Jacob to seek me in vain. You cannot seek God in vain. You cannot come and you seek God in vain and you will live empty-handed. It's not possible that you are serving this kind of God, this good God, and your case will be empty. Your case will be different. Your case will be shameful. Your case will be disgraced. No, there is no way you are serving such a good God that you will not have good things to testify. There is no way you are serving such a mighty God that his power will not show up in you. Hey, open your mouth and thank him. You are not on the point of disadvantage. You are not at the stage of a disadvantage. You are advantageous because you are serving God. I am advantageous. Somebody say, I am advantageous because I serve a good God. I carry the advantage. I have the upper hand because I serve God. I have the upper hand because I serve God. I have the advantage because I serve this God. He is my Father. He is my referee. He is the good shepherd. He is the almighty God. He fights my battle. I hold my peace. peace. I give God praise. I have the advantage. I have the advantage. Kindly mute yourself, please, so we can all hear clearly. You can put your mic on mute. Father, I have the advantage because I serve you. I have the advantage because I know you are for me. No devil will bring me down. No problem will swallow me. My destiny cannot be buried. Whether it has been age long, problems in your house, battles from your father house, ascensional causes, because you serve God, you are delivered. Because you serve God, you will be rescued. Open your mouth and say, I have the upper hand. I have the upper hand because I serve a good God. I hope you know we are still thanking God. I hope you know we are still blessing God. Whether things have been painful, whether calamity has happened, whether it has been a bad news, as long as God is still your God and you are still calling him your God and Lord and Savior, he will show up in a big way. He will show up in a mega way. He will show up in a mighty way. I say to you, whether you lost that job opportunity or not, whether you were cheated out of a business, as long as God is for you and he's on your side and you recognize the greatness and the bigness of your God, you are still on the race. You are still a winner. You are still advantageous. Why won't you bless your God from the within? Oh God, open your mouth and say, I seek you, I serve you, I love you with my whole heart. You are good, you are kind. The more I bless you, the more I praise you, the more you will do for me. The more I bless you, the more I praise you, the mega you will do for me. My heavens open, they bring down rain upon my land. My heavens open, they bring down rain upon my family. My heavens open, they bring down rain upon me. I am a well-watered garden. No disadvantage in me. No poverty is in me. No famine, no drought of life. Hey, Kalanda Katai. It may not be well for another, but for me, it is well with me. People can be struggling and are sad, but for me, it is well with me. No struggle, no sadness, but joy. I serve a God who is by my side. I carry the upper hand. I have the upper hand. I have advantage. Hey, Kalinda Kataya. What a mighty God I serve. What a responsible, loving Father. I give God praise that he has called me his own. I give God praise to be identified with him. I thank you, Jesus. I see your handwriting in my life daily. You are fixing things that are bad. You are fixing things that are beyond my strength. You are fixing things that have become a limitation for me. I thank you, Lord. You are working it out for me. I thank you for fixing my family, for fixing my marriage, for fixing my children, for fixing my job, for fixing my career. It will not be bad for me. It will not be a disadvantage for me. It will not be miserable for me. I will not be a victim of any circumstance. Even the government of my time, the government of my nation, the government of my time, the government of my nation cannot subject me. I belong to a different order. All things are working together for my good. Open your mouth and say, I thank you, Lord, that all things, they work together for my good. The government, they work together for my good. Everything is working for my good. I give God praise. I thank you, Lord. I see the good, it is before me. I see precious things happening and springing out for me. I don't know what you are saying, but let that command you to praise. Let that propel you to praise. Let that push you to praise. Bless the Lord. Many can fail and fall, but not me. From now to the end of my years, I live a beautiful, bountiful life. I live a glorious life. When they remove others from a job, not me. When they are downsizing, not me. Rande kata katai. When men have no house rent, not me. When men are building, I am building. Le kata baraskata. When children are coming out good, my own is turning out better. Rambeka lote shila bahai. I give you all the glory, my my good God, I love you. I serve you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my might. I will serve you all the rest of my life. Open your mouth and jack yourself from any low place you are. That is not where you need to be. From any place of hurt, that is not where you need to be. Every worry right now in this place, I cast you out. Every negative thinking, I cast you out. Every doubt, every fear, every shame, anything that is coming to hold you down from praising the Lord, I cast you out now. You must find a reason to praise your God. The Bible says, when blessings go up, when praises go up, blessings are sure to come. When you praise God, it will come down for you as a blessing. When you praise God, blessings will come in turn. Learn to praise God. Learn to bless His name. Learn to magnify Him. Learn to expand His works, and you will see the result in your hands. I give you my praise, oh God. No stone will cry out in my place. No rock will cry out in my place. No rock, no stone. They will not take my place. I will praise you. I will worship you. I will magnify you. The one that makes things come to pass. The one that brings dead things back to life. The God that alone can heal. The one alone that can make whole. He is my God. The God that can give me a job as I'm speaking. The God that can command men to favor me. The God that can give me multiple doors of entry. Let that problem stopping you from praising God, hear you open your mouth now. Let that doubt see the power of your God and flee away from your life. This God you are praising this hour, this God you are calling His name this hour, He is not a man to lie. He is not a man to deceive. He is the one who is called the Ancient. He is the one who is the Ancient of this. The one that speaks and the everything come to conformity. Lande kala brankata shai. Abendo poraskata yata. I bless you, my master. I bless you, my savior. I bless you, my master. I bless you, my king. I give you praise. Hala daya da balada. Rakata gada zelebelekai. Robondo koto zika varanda kata. Hopelessness jump out because of you are here. Ramekato sokoto balandaya. Difficulties skip away because you are here. Mountains skip like ram and lamp because of God. Rande kete ladaya. Your problem cannot stand the praise. Akabinataya. It cannot stand your God. Lande silakatai. Nothing can stand your God. No problem can stand your God. No difficulty, no mountain, no challenge. It cannot stand your God. Praise Him now. Bless Him now. Worship Him now. Give Him praise. The one that overturns things in your favor. The one that overturns things in your favor. The one that overturns things in your favor. If you are weak spiritually, now I speak to you. I speak to you now. Receive fire. Legedegede. Rakato singa labanda kata. Rabande ketekete. Limbronkoto sanda katai. Let your praise go ahead of your prayer. Let your praise go ahead of your warfare. Let your praise go ahead of you. Let Judah go up ahead of you. Legetezika takatai. I bow before your mighty throne. I bow before your beautiful throne. I bow before your holy throne. I cast my care. I cast my crown. I cast
cast my burden. I lay them at your feet. In Jesus' name we are praying. Lord, let's worship the Lord. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives, all fear is gone. And because I know he holds my future, and my life is worth living just because he lives. That is a song for someone. Because he lives, you can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know my life is worth living just because he lives. You can face tomorrow, hallelujah, because he lives. All fear is gone. And because I know he holds my future, my life is worth living just because he lives. My life is worth living just because my life is worth living just because he lives. Father, we can go on and on. We can push further and further because we know our future is secured. Open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. My future is bright. As long as you are in the equation of my life, my future is full of glory. I push through the barriers before me. I push through the fear and the shame and the doubt. Every hopelessness give way and move to glory. I enter my Beulah. I enter my well-watered garden. My God is on the other side. I cross over Jordan. I cross over this Jordan. I cross over this pain. I cross over this shaking. I cross over this thing, this burden, this problem. I cross you now. God is waiting for me on the other side. My milk and honey is on the other side. My laughter is on the other side. Somebody arise in your house right now. I pray wherever you are now, cross over this difficulty. Let it not wear you down. Let this burden not tie you down. God is waiting for you on the other side. Your breakthrough lies when you push through. Make a ninda katabai. Your joy will not be caged. Your joy will not be imprisoned. My joy will not be caged. My joy will not be imprisoned. I refuse, Lord, for burdens. I refuse, Lord, for lack. I refuse for poverty. I refuse for any circumstance to bury my voice. I will shout aloud for my God. I will praise some more. I know my Redeemer liveth. He will give to me the very promise he has promised me. I will be a testifier this year, Lord, I am testifying to the goodness. I am testifying to the mercies. I am testifying to the goodness of God in the land of the living. My case is going from good to better in the name of Jesus. I am starting a business and it is growing this year. I am continuing my business and it is prospering megaly in this year. My job, I have promotion. My home is blessed this year in the name of Jesus. I am a testifier, a record breaker in this year in the name of Jesus. No power will pull me down. No hand will pull me down. No devil will pull me down. No depression will keep me under. I fight and I stand for my destiny. I break out now from every cage. I break out now from every limitation. I break out now from every drought. I don't care what your bank account is saying, but I want you to know, I announce to you, your God is good. He is waiting for you. He wants to hear you pray. He wants to hear you praise. He wants you to speak out loud, decree and declare, confess with your mouth, my turn has come, my time is now. I will eat the good of the land. I will eat the fatness. My own case is different. No shame for me and my household. We will not be thrown out because we can't pay the rent. We will build our house in our land. Doors of blessing, they open unto me in the name of Jesus. I receive opportunities. Lena Kalyantai, wipe your tears, I say to you. I have never failed. I will not start with you. I will not fail you. You have called on my name and I answer. I will never leave you. Neither will I forsake you. To the someone, God is saying this. Lembran kotilanta, rambran katalete, rinzula vanda kata katai, e kayanda katai, lebrando kotopanda celebrated, rabanda kata, rabande kete, jiatalatai. Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah. Only you can do. What no man can do, Jehovah, only you can say. What no man can say, Jehovah, only you can say. What no man can say, Jehovah, only you can change every situation, oh Jehovah, only you can do. What no man can do, Jehovah. I see God doing something new. What no man can do, what man cannot do for you, God is set to do it. He has announced to us. He says this year is your year of greatness. This year is your year of greatness. You are saying, how can greatness be? How do I record greatness? How is it that me like this can be great? Oh my God. Somebody is thinking it is just mere words. It is not just ordinary words. God is saying, I will make you great. There are several factors to man's greatness, but I'm going to highlight three. And those three is what we will use to pray today. How can you be great this year? This is our focus. We have been praying. We have been speaking the words. But the Bible says faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. If you don't put your works to your faith, it is a dead thing you are doing. You cannot do this battle of greatness just by ordinary words. Empty words without works is dead. Oh. You can speak words, but yes, let your words be faith-filled. So the Bible is saying to us, inasmuch as you are speaking faith-filled words, make sure that you have what works. Make sure that there are works accompanying your words. Oh, hallelujah.
This year you will not have dry hands. Oh, somebody hear me. The works of your hands cannot be dry this year. The works you are doing even right now cannot be dry. Make sure that you are applying works to your faith-filled words. Hallelujah. God wants us to be great, and greatness we will be. We will be great. James chapter 2. I will read the Amplified version. James chapter 2. The Amplified version says, I will read verse 20. Verse 18, first of all. He says, you claim to have faith and I have good works, but show me your alleged faith without the works if you can. And I will show you my faith by my works. That is what, by what I do. If you do not have works in this year, many prayers you are praying may just be hanging. There must be an accompanied works, evidence. What is the benefit, my fellow believer, verse 14? If someone claims to have faith but has no good works, no evidence, can that kind of faith save him? No. A mere claim is not sufficient. Genuine faith produces good works. Did you hear that? Genuine faith produces good works. I say we are going to be praying these three focus on how you can be great. One, by the works of your hand. God expects you this year to have works in your hands. Such a work is going to breed upon. Such a work you have in your hand can cause you to have increased faith. I am taking my business from point A to point Z. I am taking my business further. I am opening branches. I am taking new territories. I am gaining new results. I am going for this academic score. I am doing this. I am doing that. Let there be works to your faith. Hallelujah. It says mere claim of faith is not sufficient. We are decreeing and declaring. The Bible saying to us, it's not sufficient alone. You must make me believe that you have faith when I see your evidence of works. You want to be great, as God has said, you must put in the work. It is already a given, a promise to us by God, that this is our year of greatness. Great accomplishments, great results, great evidence. Imagine you putting in the works and seeing your great results. It will be a bountiful harvest when you put in the commensurate work. So we are praying today in the name of Jesus. The works of our hands for those who don't have. Oh God, give me, bless me, oh God, with the works of my hands. Let my hand not be dry. For God to breathe upon this, you need to have something to do. Open your mouth and say, my Father, my God, bless the works of my hands. Bless the works of my hand. I don't want my hand to be dry. Bless the works of my hands. Give to me, Lord, that which I will do to be great. I don't know if you are praying, but please pray with all of your heart. Pray for your career. Pray for your job. Pray for your business. Open your mouth and say, oh Lord, bless the works of my hand. Bless, my God, the works of my hands. Bless, oh Lord, my business. Bless, oh Lord, my career. This is what I will use for my greatness. How you will expand it.
how you will multiply it, how you will increase it, is because I have something to do. My Father, give me something. Bless the works. Cause my business to multiply. Somebody please pray. Rekete zikata bahai, lamana katai, rebende kataba katabahai, esombran katai lete. Oh Lord, bless the works of my hands. Rapata katabena katai, bless my hands, Lord. Let them produce results. Rakata bena labahai, lembran koto sila kahai, elebrende kede. Bless my business. Bless my career. Rakatabakatai. Bring out your business name. Bring out your company name. Whatever it is you are doing, open your mouth and pray on it. Rakatabalai. No failure. Rakatabaha. No setback. Leketekaya. No demotion. Ekabaraskatai. No betrayal. Your business flourish. Randakatai. Lembrandoshika payanta. Labrambabababa. Bless the works of my hands. Randeketekatai. I plant, Lord Jesus, lekata da da boshilaba in this year, my God, rande kete kete, and I reap harvest. Rambo koto koto zikata, lebrankata shande kete, labrande kete, ika papa papa pa, rakata bakata ba, lambrando shika valanda, lambrande kete kete. Open your mouth and pray. Bless the works of my hands. Lakata kata, labranda ba 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 ba, zambro koto koto shanda. In Jesus' name we are praying. We're still on this prayer point. Before we move to the next, Proverbs chapter 13 verse 4 says, lazy people want much. Proverbs 13 verse 4. It says, lazy people want much, but get little. But those who work hard, hallelujah, will prosper and be satisfied. Those who work hard, they will do what? Prosper and be satisfied. God wants you to work this year. He wants you to put your hand into something. Faith without works is dead. For there to be multiplication and increase to your greatness, you must do what God is saying. Do not be lazy. Work at something. Keep at it and you will see how we bless it. Money is the reward of hard work. Money is the reward of hard work. But favor is the reward from God. Did you hear me? Money is the reward of hard work. But favor is the reward from God. God will favor that which you are working hard on. God will reward your hard work with favor. But he's not saying do not work at all. He says lazy people want much, but they get little. But when you work hard, you will prosper and you will be satisfied. This principle of hard work is open to all men. Whether you are a Christian or a Muslim. When you follow the principle of hard work, you will enjoy the benefits of the hard work. You will see the profits of your hard work. Kindly mute yourself. Put your mic volume or put your mic on mute so everyone can hear. There's an echo. All the profits you are going to make, all the prosperity and the satisfaction is from your hard work. Don't belittle hard work in this year. Your greatness is also attached to your hard work. This word God is saying that you will become great. If you don't work hard at it, you will not see it. Hallelujah. Principle number one, the path to your greatness. Let me line it like that. Your path to your greatness, hard work, the works of your hands. We are praying one more time before we go to the next point. Oh Lord, bless the works of my hand. I refuse to be lazy in this year. I refuse to be slothful in my business. I refuse to be slothful in my employing job. I refuse to be slothful in anywhere. Lord, wherever I'm slothful, wherever I'm lazy, my Father, my God, please put your volume on mute. Rakataba sende kete, mute your mic. Kabaras kete lebrankata bahai, lebrokoto shika bahai, lebrankata bakata bahai, lebrokoto shika bara baba baba, rebekete shika tabahai, labande kete kete, lebrekete shika taba baba bahai, labrokoto sakata bahai, lebrakata bakata bakata bahai, jambrankoto zila barambe kata. Oh Lord Jesus, bless the works of my hands. Rakatabakatabai, bless the works of my hands. Lebrankatabalande, bless the works of my hands. Rebabababababai, bless the works of my hands. Rakatabakatabai, bless the works of my hands. Reketekete, ikabobobosunta likatai, abarandekete, bless the works of my hands. Rakatabalante lebahai. Bless the works of my hands. Rekete kete, zika ba 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 ba, raba ba 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 ba. Rekete kete, bless the works of my hands. Rabande kete, azule benakatai. Bless the works of my hands, oh God. Rabande kete, agaya da ba ga da ba. I refuse to be lazy. I refuse to be slothful. Lakabalande lebrekete. I refuse to be lazy. I refuse to be slothful. My Father, my God, bless my hands. In Jesus' name we are praying. Number 2 points we are going to pray. The path to your greatness. We are going to pray for the ministry and the gifts of men. Men, human beings, people will be instrumental to your greatness this year. How you treat people this year matters. Can you recognize very clearly the people God has placed around your life as your lifters? Can you see the helpers God is bringing your way? Have you appreciated them? How involved are you in their life's affair? Do you appreciate the input they are making, the efforts, the influences they have in you or on you? The gift of men, the ministry of men, helpers of life's destiny. You cannot do it on your own. The collaboration of men, you need it. The skills of men, you need it. The doors men will open, you need it. The connection men will give, you need it. It is a man that will buy your goods. It is a man that will recommend you. It is a man that will give you pass mark or promote you. You cannot belittle them this year. Oh. You cannot look down on any man. You must learn honor this year. Somebody say, I must learn honor. I must learn to honor men.
I must learn to honor men.
In any capacity you have, honor men. Somebody can recommend you to the king. Somebody can be the one who will speak on your behalf and bring you out. The Bible says to us on the account of Joseph when he was in the dungeon in the prison. He said to the chief butler, the chief baker, please don't forget me. And when it was his turn to see the king, somebody remembered him. Oh, the gift of men. You are going to pray with all of your heart. Oh Lord, akabalandekete, give to me the gift of men. In case if your life has no man, You have no man to help you. You have no man set to be with you. You have no helper of destiny you can pray. Ah, Lord, give me the gift of men. Give me the gift of helpers. Good men, responsible men, men of integrity, men of honor, men of power, faithful men, good men. Lord, give them to me. Men that will open my doors, men that will remember me, men that will recommend me. Men that will establish me, lebrankata zakatai, lekatakatai, lebrenketekatai, men that will honor me, men that will not destroy me, men that will not disgrace me, men that will not belittle me, men that will not steal from me. Give me good men, give me faithful men, give me helpers. Lekatabarandekete, labronkotoshi labakatai, give me the gift of men, give me the gift of helpers. Lakatakatai, rabandekete. Agazalandai, oh Lord, bring me before my helpers. Pray and cry out, my Father, bring me before my helpers. In case I am surrounded with useless people, in case I am surrounded with wicked people, in case I am surrounded with haters, with frenemies, my Father, clear them my way and bring me before my helpers. Do you know? Hear me. You can have 100 friends, highly social, and still be in poverty and penury because you are not with the right set of people. You can still be surrounded by men, but they are not the ones for you. They can even block your star, block your shine, block your light. They can give you a bag load of pain, my God. But when God brings you before your helpers, helpers of your destiny, when God brings you before the right men, my God, your journey will be shortened. The distance from you to your greatness can be shortened. If it should take you 10 years to enter your greatness, when you are before, or God brings you before the right people, they can shorten it for you, my God. Hey. You can ride on the wings of great men, and they take you to their company of great men. Open your mouth and pray. Father, bring me before my helpers. Bring me before kings and queens. Bring me before those that will favor me. Bring me before those that will open the doors. Bring me before those that will recommend me. Bring me before those that I'm a solution to. In the name of Jesus, I hope you are praying. Open your mouth and pray. Bring me before the right man. Bring me before the right man. Bring me before my helpers in life and destiny. Bring me before men that will lift me up. Bring me before my lifters. Bring me before my promoters. Bring me before my door openers. Bring me before the men that can fight for me. Alabandai, the one that will announce me. Legedegede, not before the ones that will envy me. Not before wicked men. Agazobrankataladaya. Reketekede, bring me before those who matter, that will decide my matter of greatness. Lakatakata, reketekete, pray for helpers, pray for helpers, pray for helpers. Legedebo shilaba, reketekata, manakata bora de lebrekai, ebeni ando bakoto, lebrekete lebrekete, jiata bata bata katai, lakata, pray, 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 pray. This is your path to greatness. Don't joke with it. Lakatakata, lebrekato shilaba katai. La Brancatai, bring me destiny helpers. I need them, Lord, like never before. La Broncotoshi Lakatai, Lekato know the men that will design my future that can help me. Destiny help us. That will open the door for me. That will recommend me before the king. My helpers of destiny, come now. Take away, God Jesus, wicked men, frenemies. Lord, take away wolves in sheep clothing. Men that want to bring me pain. Wasters of life, wasters of destiny. Take them away from my way. Take them away from my path. Take me, Lord, out of their presence. Akazata la brankatai. Robondo koto. Rebeke teketeha. Ashanda kataba. Le bronkoto si la baba baba baba. Rekete kete. La branda kato si la baba baba baba. Le brenkete si la baba baba baba. Rakataba sakataba katai. Ele brenkete si la baba baba baba. Janta ta ta ta. Please pray. Le gadaba la brankatai. Le brenkete si katabai. La brankata bakata. Let the Lord take you out of the wicked ones. Le brankata that want to ambush an innocent soul. That want to make you a victim. That want to take away your life. That want to take away your joy. Let the Lord separate you from such wicked ones this year and bring you before right men, before good people, before honest men, before faithful men, before those that can interpret your dream. La brankata. They are men that will be able to help interpret your dream to glory. Such was what Joseph was, interpreter of dream of Pharaoh. And when he did, the Bible says that Pharaoh now appointed him. Pharaoh now lifted him. Pharaoh brought him before his greatness. Bring me before the right man. Bring me before the right man. Bring me before wise men. Kings and queens, oh God, bring me before them. In Jesus' name we are praying. You are going to pray now for the helpers you already have. You already have helpers in your life. Perhaps you don't see them as such. Some of us have helpers in our spouse, friends, bosses, colleagues, and some total strangers. You are going to pray and say, Father, bless my helpers. Keep my helpers. Use them. In the name of Jesus. Bless my helpers. Keep my helpers. Use them. Bless my helpers. Keep my helpers. Use them. Bless my helpers. Keep my helpers. Use them. That could be your spouse, your friend, your boss, your colleague, a stranger. Bless them, oh Lord. Keep them, oh Lord. Use them. Bless them, oh Lord. Keep them, oh Lord. Use them. La baraskata, le brengadabai, le brankatabai, le bronkoto, la brankatai, le brankate, le brankatai, revende valai, le brankatai, le bronkoto, jayatabalai, le brankatai, la brandegede. Bless them, oh Lord. Keep them, oh Lord. Use them mightily. Bless my helpers. Ikaladaka. Keep my helpers. Le bronkotosila. Use them, Lord. Lekete. Pray for your helpers already. Your spouse, your friends, your bosses, your colleagues, your brother, your sister, whoever they are. Pray for them. They will not die. Lekatalaba. No premature death. No loss of business. La brankatai. No misfortune will befall them. My God, my Father. Lekatabalai. Pray for your helpers. The pillars of your life. Pray for your helpers. The givers that give to you. Rakatabahai. Lembrankatoshilabahai. Don't be jealous of them. Don't be angry with what they do. Bless them. They will bless you. Ekabaraskatabahai. La brankete kete kete, le brankata yanta, ezula baka bakata. Don't rival with them, don't badmouth them. Rakotoka salikata, rather pray for them. Japanakata, japalata. When it is good for them, it will be good for you. Rakata bakata bakata bakata. Open their doors now. Le kete kete, let doors of favor be open unto them. Le katobe lakata, as doors are open unto them. Lozazikata. Let such doors be open unto you. Rakatabakatai. Lebrankatabakatai. Lamrande silabai. In Jesus' name we are praying. We're going to pray third point. Your third point or third path to your greatness. You say you don't know how you'll be great this year. We have identified one, the works of your hand. You can't be lazy this year. The Lord will bless the works of your hand. Number two, the ministry and the gift of men. You need it. Help us of life's destiny. Help us not waste us. Karusa tayatai. Help us of destiny. You must learn to appreciate them. You must learn to honor them. These men are men that come to improve your life. They are involved in your life. They show you mercy. Kai. These men are influential to you. They impact you. You must establish concrete positive relationship with them this year. You must love them instead of be jealous. You must be interested in them this year. Seek out meaningful relationship with them. In case if you don't have such, seek out the help. Seek out meaningful men in your camp. Honor them. You be humble. You honor them and be humble. Give to them. Share. Give them. Show them kindness. Some people do not give their helper, even one card in Christmas. Even small biscuits or one pack of juice, and you want them to keep, you think it's just an ordinary text message. It is good, but you can do more. You don't pray enough. You don't give. Even text messages, you don't even send. Establish concrete relationship. Praise the Lord. Our third point, the third part of your greatness, Kala Dakata. It is through the mighty hand of God, divine shiftings, divine power, divine lifting, divine repositioning, divine alignment, the blessing of the Lord. Somebody say the blessing of the Lord. You are going to pray for the blessing of the Lord. This one is that the hand of God is resting mightily upon you. The hand of the Lord is shifting you, repositioning you. This is divine. No man can stop it. It is divine alignment. You enter into your season and no power can stop it. Oh Lord, let there be the blessing of the Lord upon my life. Let your mighty hand rest upon me. Somebody make that your prayer. Let your mighty hand rest upon me. Psalms 44. I read this scripture a lot and I want it to sink into you. Psalms 44 verse 3 to 4. It says they did not conquer the land with their swords. It's not by your sword. It says they did not gain victory by their own strength. It was by your mighty power that they succeeded. If you are going to succeed this year, it is by the mighty power of the Lord. The mighty hand of God being upon you. It was because you smiled on them, you gave them favor. Oh Lord, my King and my God, command victory for me this year. Somebody open your mouth and pray. Kala katai. Command victory for me. Bless me, oh Lord. Kabaradekete. Let your favor be upon me. Rakata bakata bakatai. You are applying the hand of God, and this is prayer. Rabekete kete jilabai. Let your mighty hand be upon me. Let there be a divine shift. Let there be a divine mover. Let there be divine movement for me. Rakata bakatai. Divine repositioning. Position my life. Let there be a divine alignment. Command victory for me. I cannot conquer by my own sword. I cannot conquer by my own strength. But command my victory by your mighty hand. I will succeed by your mighty power. Show me your favor. Lekata balakatai. God will make it easy and fast for you this year. When favor comes upon your life, when God chooses to favor his own, he will command victory for them. When God chooses to show favor to his own, he will smile on you. He will make things to answer for you. He will make the sun to even stand still for you until you get your victory. When God chooses to favor you, my God, my Father, he will make even the oceans to part for you. Nothing can stand it. Nothing can withhold it. Even the elements, he will make sure that they all answer you. The commander of the creation. Open your mouth and say, let everything, let all things, let them be commanded for my favor. Let them be commanded for my favor. Let them be commanded for my favor. This is is an advantage you have. The advantage is that you are God's own. The advantage is that you are God's own. If you don't have this relationship with God, if you don't have this knowledge that I am God's own, so therefore He will command victory for me. Establish it, re-establish your relationship, whether it be shaken. My Father, my God, He says, it's by your mighty power they succeeded. It was because you smiled on these people, you showed them favor, you loved them, you laid your hand on them, you commanded victories for them, you opened doors for them, you caused things to answer for them. La branca tabai, this year of elevation, this year kalimbra kataya, I am elevated. This year, God, elevate my life, lift me, my Father, reposition me, announce me. Ekabaramba kata, when you are making men, when you are giving men, Lord Jesus, a great name, Lord, may I not be out of the equation in the name of Jesus. I will not miss out in the name of Jesus. Cry out to God, oh Lord, let your mighty hand be upon me. Bless me, O Lord. Bless me, O Lord. Bless me, O Lord. Bless me, O Lord. Give me speed. Give me speed. Give me speed. Acceleration. Advancement. Until I become greater. Until I become greater. In Jesus' name. Just before we round up, Genesis 26 verse 13. And the Bible says, and this man waxed great and went forth, and he became great until he became very, very great. This man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. This year, the Lord will make you wax great. Your little effort, because the Lord's hand is upon you, you will wax great. You will go great until you become very great. This year, you will be blessed without measure because the hand of the Lord is upon you. This year, you will attain greatness because the mighty hand of God is upon you. The blessing of the Lord is upon you. The Bible says, because the Lord blessed him, he became great. Because the Lord blessed him, he went on great. Because the Lord blessed him, he grew until he became very great. Genesis 26 verse 13. Please go and meditate on this scripture and see. Because the Lord was with him, from verse 12, he became great. You will become great because the Lord's mighty hand is upon you in the name of Jesus. You will wax great. You will go great and become very rich, very successful, very great, very prosperous, because the mighty hand of God is upon you in the name of Jesus. The Lord will make you greater in the name of Jesus. The Lord will make you greater because His hand is upon you. You will become greater. You will go greater and become very great in the name of Jesus. Your greatness is guaranteed because the hand of the Lord is upon you, because the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we are praying. Open your mouth and begin to appreciate the Lord for your greatness. Father, I thank you for your hand upon me. Thank you for the gift of men. Thank you that you have blessed the works of my hand. Thank you for the part of my greatness. It is shining brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. I give you praise, Lord. I thank you for your word that has come. I give you glory. I thank you for your word that you have given to me today. I receive your word. My greatness is undenied. My greatness cannot be stopped. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. The Lord bless you this week. The Lord show you favor as you step out. The Lord open doors of greatness unto you. Your doors will not be shut. In the name of Jesus, men that ought to bless you are coming for you now in the name of Jesus. You will see results in the works of your hands. You will see increase, multiplication in Jesus' name. Go in this your might. Go with these words you have heard and be a champion and return with testimonies. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Thank you very much for joining in today's prayer. The Lord bless you. Please do well to invite more people to come and they will receive their blessing too. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you. I hope you all received your gift of love. Yes, and I look forward to our program. If you see it on the
on the platform. I shared it with us in the month of March. We are going to be having a picnic. For everyone who's in Abuja, please kindly do well to identify. Let me know on the 2nd of March, that is on a Sunday, we'll be hanging out in the Millennium Park just to hang out, you know, meet and greet, mingle with ourselves and know ourselves facially. Please, if you are around, please do well to just say, I am available, I am in town. So you drop that on the platform, let me see. Just say, I am around, I'm in Abuja, I'm coming. I am around, I'm in Abuja, I'm coming. Please, I'd like to see how many of us can turn up for this program. It's going to be amazing. I get to see your face, you get to see me in person. Please, let's just come and have fun together on the 2nd of March by 3 o'clock it starts. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.
Bye, ma.
Thank you, ma.
Bye.